The Pharisees tell Jesus to get lost because Herod wants to kill him. We know from other interactions that the Pharisees would love to see Jesus get into trouble. They are also not big fans of Herod. Herod is a fox threatening to devour the lives of God's people in Jerusalem, just like his father, as you remember, before him, who tried to kill all the infants and toddlers to prevent Messiah from rising up and challenging his throne. The Pharisees are just trying to stir things up. In fact, they will eventually want to kill Jesus themselves, and they'll form an alliance with Herod, and they will soon get their opportunity, which Jesus alludes to when he talks about the third day. Jesus makes a profound comparison between himself and a mother hen. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and yet you were not willing. Jesus reminds us with this metaphor of the history of the prophets that he sent, that God sent, to protect and nurture God's people. Jesus is more than just another prophet when he says this. He sent these prophets to draw his people underneath God's protective wings, generation after generation. Jesus is the true and living God who sent all these prophets, and now he has come in the flesh. Sometimes I think we're at a disadvantage when we haven't grown up on a farm or in a rural context, or perhaps a town where chickens roamed around freely. Even urban areas throughout the world will observe these, but not necessarily in Chicago. So I talked with people in the past who live on farms or grew up on farms, and there are tons of YouTube videos. If you want to know what I did with my time last week, watching hens protecting their brood. I learned a lot about those hens, and I admire them, their fierce passion to protect their chicks. It's really kind of a scary thing to see one of these hens get worked up. It's a scary thing to see a hawk dive down and rocket toward helpless chicks, or a cat crouching down, ready to pounce and lunge, or a dog charging with its jaws wide open and fangs baring, or a fox, like Herod, who schemes and plans his next kill. When I watch these videos, I'm cheering on those little chicks. Get behind mama, now! And they're even more vulnerable when they don't immediately get behind their angry mother. Jesus says that God's people are out of their minds when they're unwilling to gather underneath the wings of mother hen. But that's our nature as human beings, isn't it? Even as the people of God, just as the people of Jerusalem many years ago, not to acknowledge just how vulnerable we are when we don't stand underneath God's wings. It's why Peter says, be vigilant, be sober-minded. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. We little fuzzy ducklings and chicks are no match for predators. And there are so many threats of our living out our fragile lives in the joy and peace of the gospel. There's false teaching, there is evil that is palpable and formidable, just as we hear of shootings across the world in schools, churches, synagogues, and mosques. And then there is our stubborn sin. We're held captive. We're lured away from mother hen by our pursuit of pleasure. We wander away in thoughtlessness, unreflected living. We do harm to others. We do harm to ourselves. We're like scattering broods, fighting, fleeing, and freezing. We forget to stand firm and hold our station underneath Mother Hen, who's there for the preservation of our lives, to give us a place of refuge, safety, and peace. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. All we, like chicks, wander away from mom. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. Mother Hen is there to defend us with her vigilance and even her own body. These hens that defend their young are bad to the bone. They get right in the face of the predators, the foxes, the dogs, the cats, the hawks, and even eagles. They don't wait until the predator comes close. They charge right toward it. They lead the charge with their wings, their chests, loud squawks, raised claws, and sharp beaks, highlighting their strength of character and determination. They absolutely will give their lives for their chicks. Their love for their little ones is displayed in their warrior spirits. Their love is also beautifully displayed as their wings seem to swallow up their brood and they disappear into their loving embrace. This past Wednesday, the BBC just so happened to report a fox that infiltrated a free-range chicken coop in northwestern France. The next day, they found the fox dead, with multiple beak blows to its neck. The chickens banded together, mother hens banded together, and killed the fox. That's pretty awesome. And so Jesus says, "How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." Jesus, the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, sent prophet after prophet to generation after generation, even up to our own, to gather, protect, and nurture us, his beloved people. His is a stubborn love, a relentless love. He will not give up on us. A courageous love for you and me, and we know that we cannot, by our own reason or strength, gather to him. Only by the Holy Spirit and the power of God do we let Mother Hen draw and gather us to her bold and uncompromising determination to deliver us from evil, temptation, and our sin. Jesus, the Mother Hen, will go to the cross in the spirit and power of mother hens to meet evil, sin, and death itself face to face. He raises his chest. He spreads his wings on the cross of Calvary. And he cries out in fierce and resolute love, "It is finished." And so we gather this morning underneath the shelter of his wings, underneath his word, drawn by his spirit, assured that we are his beloved brood of chicks, his holy and royal children. He feeds us his own body and blood with the bread and the wine. And there we are assured that we are in a safe, loving, and nurturing place, now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.